And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. And we're in the mighty 1090 studios for our first show of 2018 with the man, Harold Davis from Davis Boats. We're talking boats. We're talking travel. We're going to talk Rallo. We're going to talk all kinds of fishing here. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at the restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the mighty 1090 2008. Man.
Yeah, it's can you on. Believe that? Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a great celebration and had a fantastic first week of the new year. And how about you, Harold? How was your week?
It was outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Fishing.
Fishing, yeah.
Fishing just before the new year, before they shut her down in
Memorial
Bay.
Before they shut us down. Yeah, we got to go for 3 days in a row, and I decided to burn the 200 gallons of gas out of my boat, and so I made 40 and 50-mile runs every day bottom fishing.
Wow.
But it's just...
I'll bet if you go 40, 50 miles away, you get to some zones that aren't hit a whole lot.
Well, when there's six guys and you catch 60 reds and you're 12 lanes, you're done.
And how fast did that come?
Well, you have to pace yourself. Or you'll just run up there, drop in the lines, and be done.
Yeah.
So we just looked at special little high spots. And
how deep are you fishing up there?
85 to 100 foot.
Oh, my gosh. That. Are you kidding me?
Catching 25-pound lings in 85 to 100 feet.
Yeah, we usually use 15-pound line, a little Garcia reel and a bass rod, an ounce and a quarter head on a swim bait. But the ling cod were so aggressive, we had to put a 30-pound tippet on it, or they just bite you right off.
Oh, my gosh,
and we,
that's so cool.
We missed the big ling. We had four over 20. But
what?
But the one that got away was just a hitchhiker on about a 6-pound red. Just had him engulfed, and we never grabbed a gaff in time.
Okay. What's your guess?
35.
Oh, my God.
35 pounds.
I showed you a picture of a 38.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice
no
one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. In 85 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It's fun.
Yeah. Good times.
Good
and so what's going on at Davis Boats? What are you guys doing up there now? You're not building boats, right?
Not building, but gosh, we're doing everything else but.
Yeah, practically building them. Rebuilding.
Rebuilding everybody's boat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's kind of like Davis Boats are kind of like Bitcoin now. It's like, you know, they're worth more than they were when they started, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's amazing how many boats come back and want to be refurbished, and we've turned in inboard outboards to outboards and single outboards to twin outboards and gas to diesels and just new electronics and everything. They go out of there. Some people thought we were just making new boats again.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's the deal? So you're converting a lot of inboard outboards to outboard power.
We've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just why would somebody do that?
Well, I think... First off, when I started in the boat business in the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, I liked outboards, but nobody liked the fuel economy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I didn't make the lightest boat there was in the world, and I couldn't look somebody in the eye and tell them you're going to get a mile to the gallon.
Yeah.
So inboard outboard was the way to go.
And diesel inboard outboard.
And diesel was the ultimate because of fuel economy. And now... The fuel economy has come a long ways. The reliability's come a long ways. The sound has come a long ways. Everything outboards
no
are just,
smoke, you know, Yamaha outboards are super reliable.
Yeah, they've just turned the corner and put a big pressure on inboard outboard.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody talks about it gives you more room inside the boat. If you have a bracketed outboard, it's the same distance from the inside of the boat to the back of the prop as it is an inboard outboard from the prop to the front of the motor box. You're just facing it in a different direction. And so it's you just have to make sure when you do it, I know what I can do with my boats, and on other boats we have to be sure that we're not changing the center of gravity on the boat to make it ride bad.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that.
No, and it's pretty amazing. Mine was one of the early prototypes of outboard power, wasn't it?
I think yours was about the 15th outboard.
Oh, really? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It started way before.
Yeah.
And now you've done many, many.
Many.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine what the process is like of somebody that has, you know, did their research, because, you know, I know they found their boat, they found their hull they wanted, they found their perfect Davis boat, but it was an inboard outboard, and then they wanted, as Pete was saying, to convert it. That's a job that takes some skilled professionals, and nobody knows the ins and outs of a Davis like the man.
Yeah, and when I closed down the manufacturing, I was just going to retire and take it easy, but then we kept the repair business going because I've had employees working for me for 24 years, 25 years. The work just took off, and so now I'm a failure at retirement. But, yeah.
You always told me, it's like, well, yeah, I'm going to kind of semi-retire. That was how many years ago?
I can't remember.
A long time.
And so the same elves that were building boats are now doing the remodels, and so they know exactly what to do.
That's cool.
Which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still, the amazing thing about Davis Boats is there's still a lot of the ones you built decades ago still floating in active service.
As far as I know, every boat that I have built is still in the water and operational.
Wow. That's
cool.
Even after one of them being totaled out twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Yeah, the guy crashed it, and the insurance company came to me and says, can you fix it? And I go, yeah, but I'm not going to. I don't want the liability. So they bought him off. He bought the boat back. He sold it to somebody. They had the boat repaired, and ironically, they put a new engine in the boat, and about 30 days later went out of the harbor in the fog, was messing with the GPS, hung a U-turn, and put it right back up on the breakwater.
Oh, nice. That boat is, that's not a boat you want to own.
But it's in the water and operation.
Back again. That poor guy. Yeah, good luck with that. So today we're talking about boats, of course, and if you have boat questions and trailer boat questions, you have trailer questions, yeah, whatever. Carol's the man. He knows. I think he knows all the answers. I'm going to say virtually all the answers, but I don't think there is an answer he doesn't know.
I'm going to agree with you 100% on that.
For sure. But we're also talking about travel, and we're going to have some great guys. Harold's kind of our Pied Piper, and Harold co-hosts a lot of trips with us to great destinations, and we're going to hear from some of our great destinations today. The cast man's going to talk about, you know, El Salto and Pesca Panama and Christmas Island. John Ireland's going to talk about Rancho Leonero. Seth Bones going to talk about Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Eddie Dalmau from Palma de Cortez is going to call in. But a couple of guys that are kind of on vacation, I guess, shall we say, that I was attempting to get involved in the show today, was Jay from Whalers Cove Lodge and Bob from Katmai Lodge. But let's talk for a minute about Whalers Cove Lodge. Let's start it off with Whalers Cove, which is, we've all been there. What an incredible place, huh?
It's a very incredible place for me. The part that sets that, everybody has their own unique fishing adventures when you go to Alaska.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with any of them. It's what you prefer. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought, on any of these trips, the only thing that you need to have is a good time. So the only difference between an experience and an ordeal is your attitude. And you got to go in with the right attitude on these things. But I like running my own boat. And Whalers Cove only has a few, but if you sign up early enough, you can get your own boat. And the fun is to do the research and get out maps and the topo maps and find the points and find the valleys and see where the inlets come in, where the herring stack up in the front. I usually sneak a few of my own lures down there, but they have everything. They have everything you need. And
you're talking everything. That's rods, reels, gear, clothing, everything.
Yeah, you step off, and if you didn't bring enough clothes, you just throw them on the bed. They wash them and bring them back and put them back the next morning. So you don't have to pack a bunch of stuff, because we went from lodge to lodge that one year, and I wasn't going to carry 15 bags of clothes.
Yeah.
And it's just outstanding.
And the lodging is so incredible. I mean,
the lodging,
great rooms, and then...
But the travel time, like a mile and a half. I'm catching 50 and 60-pound halibut a mile and a half in the lodge.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, we were talking about trying to put together a kayak trip up there, because they've got all these pro anglers up there.
Yep.
And right there in front of the lodge, you can catch giant halibut on a kayak.
Yeah.
The thing that I also think is so unique and which makes it so cool is it is, in my opinion, it is the best place that you could take a significant person in your life, whether it be a wife or a girlfriend or a partner or somebody who maybe isn't a hardcore fishing person.
Right.
Because the weather is fantastic and the service is better than that. You know what I mean? So
it's not Alaska weather.
It's not. Yeah. It's not at all.
You go to Sitka, I mean, it's a phenomenal place and the fishing is fantastic.
Best fishing
stuff.
You're going to find.
You can get days that it's like this tabletop here,
sure,
and you can get days that it's not like this
tabletop.
Rough. And more likely than not, you're going to have some rough weather.
Yeah, more likely you're going to have something in between on the more hardcore side. You're fishing in the open ocean,
right,
and that's the reason that the fishing is so fantastic, but it's open ocean.
And then it's the distance of run. Sometimes we're running 35 or 40 miles one way.
Yeah, and if you're there with your hardcore fishing buds, no problem.
Oh, yeah,
you know, we BS about fishing the whole time, and you get there and you catch a whole bunch. But if you're going with somebody who maybe isn't used to that program,
or he wants to fish a half day and you drop him off or something
exactly
like that. Yeah, yeah. And the other thing, too, is just like more likely than not, Sitka's going to have some more challenging weather.
Yes.
More likely than not, Whalers Cove is going to have pretty much flat con conditions most of the time.
It's all inland.
Kind of the opposite, because it's inside.
It's all inland. But
and there's still a lot of good fish in there. There may not be the quantity of 200- and 300-pound halibut in there or 100-pound halibut, but they're there.
Absolutely they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been there and not seen 100-pounders hanging up, for sure.
There may not be the quantity, like when we go to Kingfisher, we go prime time king salmon season. There may not be the 20, 30, 40, 50-pound king salmon in abundance, but they're there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it also offers a lot of other things. The freshwater option, too.
Now, right.
Did you get a chance to do that?
We didn't. No, and I really hope to at some point, because I really like that kind of fishing, but it's just been, you know, it's one of those things that there's so much to do. How do you find time for everything?
Right.
Did you in Dallas make it to the hot tubs on the other side, the hot springs?
Didn't do the hot springs. Did a lot of hiking. Dallas went, you know, in the interior and did a bunch of hiking. And, you know, I mean, the island is completely – I went out fishing one day. Dallas wanted to stay on the beach, went out and did a bunch of hiking. I came back and found, you know, a giant spread of salmon berries and blackberries. And, you know, I mean, there's just so much cool stuff to do on that island, photos and things like that. And the other thing that's so cool about Whalers – is the style of place that it is. Like, if you've never been to Alaska and you've got that picture in your mind, for me, that's what this place, it was very, I don't even know the right word description, almost frontierish, you know, very log cabin-y, and there's, you know, knotty pine, like, rocking chairs out front. And, I mean, it's what you think of when you think of that almost frontierish type experience. It's perfect.
Yeah, and the other thing that makes that place happen is the Powers family.
No doubt.
Mark and Christine.
Seamless.
Unbelievable. Nah, they're seamless. Such amazing owners. And, of course, Dick and Sharon, the previous owners, are Mark's dad. It's been in the family for decades. Since Mark's taken over that place, they've put Mark and Christine taken over the place. And Christine's actually from San Diego, so she's a local kind of transplant.
That's cool.
Up there. But Mark grew up there, right there in Angoon, Alaska, which is the little town next to Whalers Cove. They've put incredible numbers of boats in there. They brought in the guy who is, like, fit for the job to a T, Jay, mm-hmm. as a general manager. Such an amazing guy and such a great hospitality person. Makes everybody happy and smile and stuff like that with his southern charm and stuff. And they just cater to and the food and the comfort of the lodge, the guides there. Now, I'm total opposite of Harold. I'm sitting out there with our guided, fully guided boat, with my buddies on our boat, and we're doing all the stuff.
Sure.
We're deckhands, right? We have a captain, but we're the deckhands. We're fishing.
Yeah.
He's and the captain's running the boat, so we're still actively fishing. But I see Harold working his tail off next to us. He's driving the boat. He's fishing. He's dropping the dings. It's like, man, I'm sorry, but I just don't want to work that hard when I'm vacation, right? It's like, so, but more power to you. You want to go drive that boat, you go do that. We're catching just as much fish as you are, but the only advantage of self-guided is you can keep the 100-pound halibut.
Yeah, and you're allowed to keep two a day rather than one, and that slot limit is basically eliminated. So
yeah.
I made one drop over there and got a 60-pounder and a 50-pounder and said, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the... when you go to the fish processing.
Oh, man, that's something we didn't mention either.
Yeah, that's out of control. And what I love is the scoreboard. When you go inside there, you can go, man, I've already got 100 pounds of salmon. We're done on salmon. Let's
go target rockfish.
Let's go up the rock. Let's go up the river.
Yeah.
No, let's go do the hot tubs.
Yeah.
Let's just go up the fjords with the boats. Let's do something.
Yeah. It's cool. So Whalers Cove, you want to go with us on our four-day trip this year? Unfortunately, it's sold out. And about half sold out for 2019. Shows you the popularity that this place has become. So, if you want to go in the future with us, the Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trips, it's in August. We go at prime time for silver salmon, halibut, rockfish, the whole thing. Great weather, great experience. Give them a call and book for 2019. Because if you wait too long, it's going to be full again.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have more people staying 7 days next year.
Yeah, we'll probably try and put together the three-day deal didn't work out this year, although you can go for the three-day if you want.
Yeah,
right?
And there's still some spots left on
might
the three-day.
Might be some spots on the three-day.
Yeah.
But in 2019, we're going to try and put together the four-day and the three-day like we did last year.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm just going to go for the whole seven.
I'll tell you, like, when Pete says that, you know, book for 2019, that's no joke. When we finished our trip this year, they, you know, Jay very politely, but was telling everybody, like, look, we've got waiting lists. You know, you get first right of refusal because you were here this week. But if you don't make this call by Monday, your trip is probably gone. And sure enough, within 1 week, everything was sold out for the next year. Because it's perfect. I mean, it is a perfect trip. It's very easy to travel to. You don't have, you know, weight restrictions by certain bags because a float plane not being able to get you in or out. It's easy travel. It's up and back. It's just a perfect trip.
Yeah, a great remote Alaska destination. It's not inexpensive, but it's also not expensive when it comes to remote Alaska.
Exactly.
And the infrastructure in a remote Alaska lodge, like Whalers Cove, like Katmai Lodge, is insane. It's ridiculous how much stuff they have to do and how expensive that stuff is in Alaska.
We were BSing with the chef one night. You wouldn't fathom how much it costs to get a piece of beef into Angoon, Alaska. I mean, it's just the things that you don't think about because you come home at night and they're grilling up these giant New York steaks and you just wouldn't think twice about it. But you're right. I mean, the cost of operating something like that is incredible. And how they do it, the reason they do it is because they got such pride of ownership. You know, the Powers family is so proud of that and it shows, and they take such good care of it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you hear... Go ahead.
But I think you know, you were talking that it's expensive, and we're already talking about selling out in 2019. If you can get booked, they'll take payments, and so it doesn't, you have to reach into your pocket.
Yeah, totally.
And it makes everything so much easier. Just shuffle them off a couple $100 here and there.
Yep.
Next thing you know,
You're going.
Yeah, they're a real family atmosphere, and they want to introduce new people.
And the wives love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
That's a good spot.
Yeah, indeed. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show to talk about today. A lot going on. And yet another remote Alaska destination we'll talk about after the break, though, Katmai Lodge, which I'll tell a little story about.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show. We really want to hear from you this morning. It's going to be a very unique show, and we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones. As Pete said, we literally have the master of the private boat in Harold Davis hanging with us this morning, talking fishing, talking boats, and talking travel. And if you want to be a part of any of those, we want to hear from you. Two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, talking about all that great information, we're also giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And what a half-day season.
Go catch some yellows.
I mean, it is just crazy. For those that don't know, the San Diego half-day fishing for yellowtail, from the end of December through, you know, it's now the 5th of January, I think is better right now than it was in August. It is unbelievable what's going on. Those guys are averaging 20 to 60 yellowtail every morning on the half-day trip. It's just crazy what's going on right now.
Unreal. And it's how far? It's like 2 miles, 3 miles off the point?
Yeah, it's 15-foot Greger distance. You know, I mean, it is right off the point. Yeah. You know, it's just west of the Whistler buoy. There's no denying. It's great fishing and great times. And somebody's going to get in on that because we're giving away that half-day trip for two on the Daily Double. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're talking travel. We need to stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. All right, so we're talking travel here. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We're talking fishing. We're talking travel. We're talking Davis boats. We're talking fixing your trailer, your boat. Any questions you have, you can join us here. So let's talk about a second incredible remote Alaska destination that we have yet to get Ricky to, but we will, and that's Katmai Lodge. Harold Marty was the first one to take me to Katmai with Bob Marriott. And we went with Bob Marriott. Bob Marriott was pretty closely associated with the previous owner, Tony Sarp, who owned it for a number of years. And Robert has purchased the lodge the last couple years here and has just changed things so much for the better. When Tony Sarp owned it, they used to put 70, 80 people in this remote Alaska lodge. It was too many people.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
I can see
that. They have the facility. They have the boats, but it was too many people. Robert took over, upgraded everything at the lodge, the food, everything about it, the boats. And they take 30 people now.
Yep.
Nice. Max.
Less than half.
Yeah. And that's even crowded for them. I think when we went, we had 25 people there.
Something like that.
Yeah. So we're going twice. Katmai has such an amazing. So first of all, Katmai is about as remote gets. You fly into Anchorage, you overnight in Anchorage, and then you take a private charter from Anchorage. It's about an hour and a half flight, right?
Yeah.
And you land right on their gravel runway the lodge, right? Twin engine.
Both hands on the seat in front of
you. Both hands on the seat. Yeah, and so when Harold and I started talking about, I was telling Harold about this incredible destination. I said, you got to go, Harold. So we put a group together last July, mm-hmm. And what were your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, I'm not a big river fisherman, and I'm not a big fly fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't that I don't like to fly fish, but I like to catch fish. And I could fly fish in a mud puddle all day and catch nothing. When you're looking in the water and there's literally hundreds of fish going past you, your opportunity is pretty good on catching them. So that really got me wound up. And they said there's 2.5 million sockeye come up that river in the time that we're there.
Wow.
I mean, the chances of not catching one is pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
And at the time, we were catching kings, sockeyes, chums, and then we went trout fishing. And for those that like to bass fish, it's bass fishing for trout because you throw this little mouse. They make this little mouse, and you pop it across the top of the ripples, and those trout just explode on it.
Oh,
and these are not farm-raised. These are native Alaskan trout that
they got teeth.
Are aggressive, and they pull hard.
This isn't like Jennings trout that was growing up in a concrete stream.
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this is the real deal.
There's bears all over the place.
All over the place.
I probably have 10 or 15 videos of bears, some of them chasing a moose, jumped in the water.
You were showing the video last night.
This is a National Geographic moment picture. We're looking, and a female moose swam in front of us when we left the mooring area for the boats. And we went probably another 200 or 300 yards, and there's a grizzly bear swimming across the river. And they swim across the river like we jaywalk across the road. They don't care. But when he hit the bank, he took off on a run, on a real fast lope. And so I'm got my camera out, and I'm taking pictures of it, and we're kind of laughing, and he was falling in his face in mud puddles, but he'd get back up, and he'd just run really hard. Put down the phone and just happened to look a little bit to my left, and there was a baby moose trying to get up on the bank, and that baby moose saw that bear and hung a U-turn, went back out in the water, and that bear jumped through the brush and landed, like, feet from that moose right in front of our boat. It was pretty awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. But he never caught the baby.
Never caught it.
Yeah. That baby swam.
I was yelling, run, Forrest, run.
But that's the kind of stuff you see in Katmai every day.
Yeah, we saw a wolf. Yeah. We got to see a wolf. We had a bear come right in front of the lodge and snatch a fish right out of the water in front of the lodge. And then we had moose standing right in the meadow right below our door.
So Katmai Lodge is more than just fishing. Mm-hmm. You take fish home. We ate it last night.
Yeah.
Lolly cooked up the beautiful sockeye salmon on a plank last night.
It is awesome.
Yeah. And you take plenty of fish home, and you catch a ton of fish. But you're not fishing for halibut and rockfish. But believe me, you don't miss it because all that other stuff makes up for it because it's such an incredible, remote, Alaskan experience that you'll never experience anywhere else, anywhere in southeast Alaska.
So what would you think a normal day of fishing between two guys would be in a river? Our last day, Gary and I caught and released 50 king salmon.
Oh, my gosh.
We caught our limits of sockeye. We caught a half a dozen chums, and then we went trout fishing.
Yeah.
And your arms are just weary at the end of the day. Those chums are
so
just
cool.
Dogged.
Yeah.
And grayling.
Yeah.
Boy, they're a beautiful fish.
Gosh, yeah. Yeah. And so Pete Giacalone from Kessel Yachts and I were you know, similar type of deal. And then the last day, our arms were just tired from catching fish. So we pick up the spin rods and get into this hole. And it's literally
every cast
you're catching a king salmon, you're catching a giant rainbow trout.
The opportunity at world-class trout is probably better there than just about anywhere in the world.
So you don't need to fly fish. You can spin cast. You don't need to fish at all. You can just sit there and watch the scene.
But
you can't help but fish if you're a fisherman.
If you go up the river from the lodge, they take a jet boat. It's an outboard jet. And if it's downriver, then you use a prop.
Yeah.
And there's different.
And they've got it all. And then they have the float plane, too.
Yeah.
Which you didn't get to experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do the, you know, you were talking about, was it Brooks Falls? Is that where you said the all like the National Geographic videos of the bears eating the salmon as they're jumping up the waterfall? Like, you said virtually every cool cover you've seen are all basically shot right there.
Right there. And you can fly there on their Katmai Lodge's own otter float plane land there and see movies right in front of your eyes.
That's cool.
With bears all around. It's pretty amazing. But
they even had Wi-Fi.
They even had Wi-Fi.
Can you imagine that? They even had Wi-Fi. In the middle of nowhere, we had Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And the food was great. Staff is fantastic.
Yep.
So here's the deal about Katmai. Katmai, again, like Whalers, is a remote Alaska destination. It's not cheap.
Really remote.
But it's not by comparison, it's not a $7,000 a week. It's $1,000 a day in Alaska for remote places, period.
Period.
It's not a $2,000 a week,
right,
which can happen there, or a $1,500 a week place, which should happen for a remote thing. I was able to cut, Harold and I together worked with Bob and the owner, Robert, this past year. We said, we want to bring two groups up in 2018. We want to bring one in July for the king salmon and rainbow trout and sockeye salmon run. And then we want to bring another group up at the end of August and I've experienced this, it's probably my favorite fishing trip of all time, the remote flyouts to these incredible streams called the Moraine, the American, various other very, very famous trout streams, where you actually take the float plane in, you land on a lake, and then hike in, very short hike actually, to these incredible rivers where the sockeye salmon that were down in the river 70 miles away in July are now staging and spawning, and all the giant trout from all the tributaries from all around this place follow these things, and you're literally sight casting to 20 to 30 inch trout.
Oh my God.
Rainbow trout that in this river, surrounded again by bears, and the bears are in the river, don't really care who you are, as long as you don't try and take what they're trying to eat. They're eating the salmon in the river and stuff like that. It's unbelievable. It's an amazing experience. So we're going in July. I landed a $500 off deal on that trip, which is ending this week. I think we have a handful of spots on that, and they're ending that this week because there's people waiting for those spots at full price.
Right.
And then in August when we go, we not only landed the $500 discount on the deal, but we also have a $500 free flyout to this remote area included. So it's like $1,000 off. It's never going to happen again because Katmai has been rediscovered. People have figured out that Robert's done and Bob have done this incredible stuff in Katmai. It's never going to happen again. If you want to go for a deal to the most incredible place I think I've ever seen, this is your chance.
The cheapest it'll ever be again.
It'll ever be again. Katmai. So Pete Giacalone and I are going to host in August, and then Rockhead Rick is going to host in July. And so if you want to go, the details are on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. All the dates are there. But call this week for either one of those, and you'll want to do that.
Yeah, and this is fresh fish. It's only 30 miles from the ocean. And these fish come out of Bristol Bay. And if anybody knows anything about salmon fishing in Alaska, Bristol Bay is salmon.
Yep.
That's where they all get caught.
And they process all your fish. Oh, that's the other thing. In August, it'll be wide open silver salmon fishing. So you'll take coho home, a full box of coho home, all you want pretty much, back with you, all vacuum-packed and filleted and all that.
And those kings, they still have lice on them, and they're 30, 35-pound fish.
Oh,
these aren't any slouches.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Yep. Castman is here, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, and this report sponsored in part by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel. Well, what's the difference with high-carbon steel? Well, it holds the edge way better, and it's much easier to sharpen. Take them from me. I'm blown away by these knives. There are a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting knives, general-purpose knives, one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza Knives, you're going to be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's A-N-Z-A Knives.com. And check that out and for sure, Anza Knives. And let's talk to the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Buenos dias, boys. Hey, Ricky, I think you need for me to go along to carry your bags and your rods, baits, and so forth. So sign me up at July trip.
My travel dog, man, you got it, buddy. I'm in. Let's do it.
Man, I'll tell you, you guys are getting me all fired up, man, talking Alaska. That's a great place to go. I really enjoy my trips up there.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, catching those salmon right out of the stream. It's a pretty good way to go, just like Harold was saying regarding, fly fishing there for those doggone salmon, and those big trout are just a kick in the butt on a fly rod.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple. We're not going to have you do a report today. We're going to talk about a couple destinations that Cast Tours takes us to. And one in particular that actually has space available this year is Christmas Island. Let's talk about Christmas Island.
Well, Christmas Island, we decided to try that trip, gosh, what was it, about 7 years, 8 years ago, I think it was. We went for the first time, and I'd heard so much about it, and of course, the big thing, the big draw, probably the number one bonefish destination in the world. I fly fish, but I'm not an avid fly fisherman. You know me, I like casting and popping and jigging and so forth. So, and I heard that they had an offshore fishery, but I wasn't really thinking it was going to be any good. Anyway, so we go, and of course, I take my fly rod and started, catching bonefish, and just the guides there are so amazing with the eyesights they have. They can see a bonefish coming a, good 125 feet away.
How do they do that?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea. Next thing I know, he's pointing which way he's coming. He's telling me to hold off on my cast. And finally, it's about 60 feet away, and I still don't see it. But he says, throw, and then, of course, he's tells you let it sink and then start stripping. Anyway, amazing. Bonefish are amazing. They're, a 1-pounder, a 2-pounder. Gosh, the fight they have and the way they make the runs is incredible for such a small fish. But, you start getting them up at 6, 7, 8, 9 pounds, man, you got your hands full. So, anyway, I really got into the bonefish, and I really enjoyed that. So then we do the offshore. And, wow, what a surprise. I was amazed at the tuna, the amount of tuna around that atoll there. It's just amazing. And you're only fishing, oh, I'd say quarter mile to 2-3 miles off the beach there.
Yeah.
And you're getting tuna to over 200 pounds. You're not fishing from sport boats. I mean, you know, center consoles, that kind of stuff. You're fishing from these outriggers that they make there on the island. They're 28 to 30 foot long, very, very seaworthy.
Like dugout canoes, pretty much.
Yeah, kind of.
But super seaworthy.
With a big deck on
it. On that first trip, we had Gary Vauder, Joe Barsimo, and I'm trying to think of the third guy, but they got into it. I would say easily over 225-pound yellowfin tuna on a popper. And that thing had sickles, longest sickles I've ever seen, went clear back to the tail.
Wow.
But anyway, it's just an amazing fishery. And, you know, there's nothing on the island. People, you know, that go on the trip, hey, you know, can I get tackled? Do I? So there's nothing. I mean, they've got a couple of little neighborhood, little huts that got some canned goods and – I think there's one gas station on the island, which is, you know, very primitive. Otherwise, there's nothing. But you got this beautiful, you know, lodge right on the lagoon there, and the service and the food, and it's all so good. And, you know, I tell people this is a bucket list trip. And, you know, like I said, it's not going to be your typical Baja trip. But, you know, for $2,700 plus airfare, you know, you get 7 nights lodging, all your meals, 6 days of guided fishing. You know, when you're on the flats, you have your own guide the whole time you're there.
Yeah, one-on-one.
Yeah,
one-on-one. And for the guys that don't fly fish, I always take a couple of extra fly rods with me, and I tell the guys, try it. Just go out and try it. You know, they don't really want to, you know, they're not really good at fly fishing or never tried it. And I said, just go with a guide. Spend an hour, 2 hours with them.
So do you have to bring your own stuff with you when you go to that?
You got to bring, Errol, you got to bring everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But anyway, those guys will have you catching bonefish and anything. But it's a trip that, like I say, put it on your list. You got
to
go.
What's so cool about Christmas to me is that you fly to Honolulu, you overnight in Honolulu, you know, or spend a couple nights there.
Yeah,
you know, or if you're going to go, why not spend a couple nights there, right? And then it's a 3-hour flight. Nonstop flight from Honolulu, and you land in this remote atoll on the equator. That's what's so cool. It's not that far away.
You are in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You are the farthest away from anything you'll probably ever be, and it's one of the easiest places to get to.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's not like going to Bali or
yeah.
What's crazy about it, it's a 3-hour flight that you land the next day.
Yeah. As you cross the date line.
I'll tell you one thing that I really like about it that I thought was so unique is – you go out fishing for the day, whatever it is, whatever one of those things that Cass just mentioned that you did that day. You come back from fishing, you take a shower, maybe have a cocktail or something. Everybody sits around this big common area. You maybe eat a killer snack. They bring out sashimi or something. But while you're doing that, everybody's BSing about what they caught. And Pete's talking about this rad day that he had on the flats catching bonefish. And Harold went, you know, off of a wreck, and they were popping, and they were catching GTs. And then, you know, I went offshore, and I was catching these tuna. And then after that, the head guide comes around and says, okay, Pete, what do you want to do tomorrow? And so you literally pick and choose whatever type of fishing you want to do. So if you heard the story about, you know, these guys over here that just had this incredible day, you know, fishing poppers on the reef, and you decide, hey, I want to go do that. Okay, no problem. We'll set you up on that boat, and that's what you do tomorrow. I mean, you pick and choose your trip, you know, as it's going on.
Yeah, you can't bring any fish back because it's just too remote, and it just doesn't, logistically doesn't work out. But you don't have to. You'll eat it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not the deal. It's just the whole experience of being.
Totally.
And then the snorkeling.
Oh my God.
And we were riding mantas too. We were swimming with manta rays in the lagoon there. It's unbelievable.
You were swimming with a manta.
Yeah. John and I were. Yeah, which is fun. But anyway, Christmas Island, fantastic destination. There's actually spots available with us in June, right?
Yeah, June 5 to 12. I got space. Anybody wants to join us? And like I said, it's definitely a trip you need to put in your bucket list.
Yeah. Too many places, too little time. Of course, we've got Pesca Panama this year, which is sold out, and we have Lake El Salto this year, which is sold out. But we'll save those stories for another day. But it's not too late. It's not too early to start looking at 2019 to book those trips, right?
Exactly. You got to plan ahead. Like I say, these trips are really popular, and they fill up fast. And And so, you know, like I said, it's just a matter of pulling the trigger and saying, hey, I'm going
to
go.
Yeah, and traveling with Cass, man, even if you have to put up with his bad jokes, it still is a great experience.
Pete, you got to admit, that was a good one, man. I know you wondered how that angel got on top of that
Christmas. Yeah, no, we always wondered about that. Hey, Cass, how do we get a hold of you? We want to go fishing with Cass Tours and the Cass Man, Richard Castaneda.
Give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk fishing reports next Saturday.
Sounds good,
Thanks,
Cass.
Man.
Appreciate that
you
very much. And you know what? We have John Ireland on the line, but when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the ultimate destinations that's right around the corner, Rancho Leonero. We have the man, John Ireland, on the line. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero's on the line. Good morning, John.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, John.
Hello, Rick. Hi, Harold. How you doing?
Captain John, good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you guys.
Happy New Year, John. Indeed. So
it's going to be a great one.
We're talking about great destinations that we take our listeners to, and certainly Rancho Leonero rates right on
top
on
the list.
Top. Yeah, it's just...
Well, thanks for including us.
For me, here's the deal with Rancho Leonero. It's a world away, but it's like driving down the street.
Seriously.
I mean, you drive to the airport, you get on the plane, it's an hour and 40-minute flight, and then 50 minutes later, you're sitting there having a margarita at the most beautiful bar in the world.
It is close. I just came up yesterday, and they've got a new flight. Left at 11:15 there, got into San Diego at 12 noon, and had a whole afternoon to go to work. But
wow.
It's for me, you know, I go back and forth, and it's close to a bus ride. It really, really is easy when you consider it's less than an hour from the airport, and you're out there. You really are out there, and great fishing as well. This is a great opportunity for me. You know, this year we finished up one of our best fishing years in 20 years. It was just phenomenal fishing. It really, really was. Everything was biting. We had literally everything that we normally would get over the course of a year. We got wahoo, tuna, dorado, real, real good bottom fishing, great rooster fishing. We had a big, big year last year.
Yeah, so. and no reason why it shouldn't continue this year. That El Nino kind of hung things up for several years, and East Cape had tough years there,
yeah.
Right?
It is. Everything's kind of back to normal. You know, water temp right now is 73 degrees, so it's cooling down. And so I'm expecting another real normal year. Yeah, we really got banged with El Nino for two or three years that really, really hurt the fishing. So,
yeah.
But it came back.
Harold,
big time last year.
What's your appeal at Rancho Leonero? I mean, Rick and I talk about it all the time. Let's hear what Harold Davis has to say about Rancho Leonero.
I think the big appeal to the whole thing is my wife likes to go.
That's good.
You know, selling starts when the customer says no. And if your wife says no, that's a pretty hard sell.
Yeah.
And so after she's been there, she loves it. The accommodations, she doesn't necessarily want to fish, but she's went out fishing. She likes to walk the beach, likes to do all the different things that are down there. And that is by far the best. And why does she like it? Because it's great rooms, it's great food, it's great scenery, it's a great swimming pool, it's a great place to relax.
Staff is so friendly. I mean, it's like family. I mean, it's really like, you know, the staff down there, they just treat you like you are, like you're family.
Yeah, we took a group down there, and we were having a birthday party, and I says, hey, John, how are we going to get a piñata? He sent somebody downtown and got a piñata. Boy, we got that thing hung up there.
Harold, we're in the land of piñatas.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
piñatas
that.
Piñatas we got.
There you go.
Thanks, Harold. Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, the guys will come down single or they'll come down with a group of guys, and then one trip they'll decide to invite their wife. And they all say the same thing. Once they do that, they don't get to go alone again.
Yeah.
You know, they
well, there's nothing wrong with
there
that.
There goes the boys' trip, you
yeah.
know.
And that's why, you know, that's what is so cool about our June Rancho Leonero Spring Spectacular Tournament that we put on every year. It's a fun tournament, first of all. No seriousness, but some great prizes. Some fantastic
really
prizes.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial throws in $500 cash. And, of course, Dave from Statewide Stripe throws another $500 cash in. John throws a trip into Rancho Leonero. It doesn't cost a penny to enter the tournament. And it makes for some fun camaraderie. But that tournament and trip has turned into a lot of couples that are coming down and bringing their families, too. A lot of
couples
and families, too, bringing their kids
down
and everything like that. Just a really fun time in such a beautiful place and a great time of the year.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we're dealing with three generations now. I've been down there actually the hotel's been open since 83. So I'm literally dealing with three generations of families that have been coming to the ranch. Over 90% of our clientele on any given day have been to the ranch before, our repeaters, which is, you know, a real testimony to us. We're real proud. Another thing I wanted to mention is TripAdvisor. Since they started Certificate of Excellence 6 years ago, we've received a certificate of excellence every year, 6 years in a row, and we're the only hotel in the East Cape that's ever got one.
That's
period. So,
for sure.
Yeah, I think so. We're really proud of that, and it was something that just kind of came along. But we're real proud of that. You know, the thing about the ranch is it's small and it's intimate, and everyone knows everybody. It's 34 rooms in the middle of 2 miles of beachfront. All the employees, because everybody's bit repeaters, or most are. The bartenders and everybody literally remember everybody's name. Everybody, it's very intimate and home-like.
Holy.
I'm real proud of it. And you know, the reef in front, it hardly gets mentioned. When I first found the property, if I hadn't been smart enough to bring my mask and fins and snorkel on that reef, I probably would not be here talking to you right now. That reef in front is just awesome. You guys are talking about Easter Island. This is some incredible snorkeling, really, really close to home.
Yeah.
I mean, that reef in front is full of fish. Every day I get the chance, I go out on that reef, and there's always something different going on. If water's warm, you know, in the 80s, you just really can't beat it.
And if you are a scuba diver, you can arrange a trip at Rancho Leonero to go fish or surf. Or what? Fish, surf, dive.
You got East Cape on the brain, buddy.
Yeah. You can go dive one of the great diving destinations. I've dove a lot of destinations in the world. It's probably right near the top of the list, and that's Pulmo Reef.
Yeah.
It's a reserve. See the biggest fish you'll ever see anywhere, And just fantastic scenes. You can even have a chance to see a whale shark while you're down there.
Can't wait.
It's a spectacular destination.
Big rays.
Big rays.
Ride the big rays.
I mean, John and I have dove many, many times. You dive into like giant schools of jacks, and they're surrounding you. It's like it's again National Geographic like.
Yeah, there's pictures in National Geo of those the jacks. There's
schools,
pictures in the Alaska. I've seen them all over the world now. There's a woman with them circling around. I mean, you're talking about millions of jacks just circling you. You get in the middle of them, and Pete will testify. All you can see is the bottom. They circle you around, and there's like a funnel, and you can see the surface of the water, and you can see the sand beneath it. All around is just fishing. You can just reach out and touch them. It's incredible.
Such an amazing destination and so inexpensive.
Yes.
It just blows my mind.
Yes.
And
yes.
Here's the other thing. I just spent several days down in Rosarito in Mexico. I got 18.5 to 1 pesos to the dollar. The peso is the dollar is strong in Mexico right now, which when you're down in Mexico, it pays towards you, right?
Yeah,
it sure does, and it works for us, and they're settling with the peso now, and they're used to it, and we adjust the wages, you know, for our employees and all that, so they don't get hurt. They're kind of tied to the dollar, but for the tourists, when you're out there, the peso has stayed around. It was 21 for a while last year, believe it or not.
Yep.
So, I
was just going to say the one other thing along those lines of the inexpensiveness is how reasonable flights and airfare have become. You know,
because of the competition.
Yeah, years ago there was no competition, and it was always. I mean, it was an expensive part of it. Now your options are there's always an extremely inexpensive flight. You just got to decide how you want to do it. Whether you use Alaska Airlines, which is my favorite. If you want to go, out of Tijuana with Cross Border Express and get a very inexpensive flight, you can.
Which is so easy.
You can go for a long weekend down to the ranch on very little money. It's perfect. It's so accessible
for two
now.
Or 3 days.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Because the flights are so cheap now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, all my employees fly back and forth to the United States on Volaris from La Paz and Cabo to Tijuana. And they pay $75 each way, give you an idea.
Yeah, nice. All the time.
They pay consistently. Yeah. All the time, consistently. Yeah, that's what they pay. And that's how they go back and forth. So for $150 round trip, it's hard to beat. One thing I do want to mention, you guys, is security at the ranch. The ranch has, we've really upped our security. The ranch has one entrance in and out with a guard gate. We've got cameras everywhere. In the last 15 years, we haven't had a burglary, a theft, or anything at the ranch. I've been told not to tell people, but I literally leave my keys in my car when I'm on the ranch. It's safe.
Yeah.
It's a safe spot.
It is a
spot,
very,
buddy.
Very safe spot, and so much more to talk about, but we'll do that another day. John Ireland, Rancho Leonero. If somebody wants to join us on our June Let's Talk Hookup Spring Spectacular, all the details, like I say, letstalkhookup.com on the travel page, on the trips page. Go check it out. But I know it's filling up very, very quickly, and
it really
you
is
need to get on it.
It really, really is, you guys. No kidding this year. Get your reservations in early. We've been getting lots. 800-646-2252.
Yeah.
Or go to our website, rancholanair.com. And when you get on the website, look at all the size. Look at the size of the pargos on there, Harold. It's a whopper pargo last
awesome.
Year. Jeez,
yeah.
Some, 30, 40 pounders consistently.
Ooh. Great website.
Three, yeah.
Well, John, always a pleasure, and all the great support you've given us throughout the years and years and years we've been together, 25-plus years. We're looking forward to another 25.
Me too. And you know what? I probably wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the radio show. So thank you, Pete.
Well,
thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it, John.
You guys have been big supporters for sure.
You bet. We still are.
Don't change. Thanks,
broke.
John.
All right, John. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Hey, Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
All right, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and take another hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology, and no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAHA.